put your stamp on it. How do you feel the performance went?
I think we were solid throughout, and we're unlucky not to come away with the 3 points in the end. We've been beaten by a Wonder Strike that's they've got them the draw in the end. So overall, it's really positive performance, and we're unbeaten in three. So lads are looking forward to the next game.
What's the plan here to come and be tight and restrict them to as much as possible initially?
I think, yeah, when you come away from home, the plan's always to be solid at the back, and clean sheets what you're going for, and if you can sort of work your way up the pitch and nick a goal, then that's a great bonus, like we did at Bristol last week. So it looked like we're heading that way again, but we got beaten by a great strike from the lad.
But that in itself is probably the fact that Sheffield United had battered them down to the point where they didn't really have any ideas. So if they were going to equalise, it was going to be special.
Yeah, the lads in front of me shut them out in the second half. I don't think they had a sniff until the last couple of minutes, when obviously the goal's gone in and they pumped a few corners in. So if something was going to beat us and get the equaliser, it's going to be something like that.
However, you've had quite a day today, haven't you? I mean, there were three or four excellent saves in there.
It's nice to make a few saves, and sort of I was heading for the clean sheet, but it wasn't to be. But we've got the point, which is the most important thing. So that's the main positive from today.
How much confidence do you take from what's going on in front of you? You're the last line of defence, obviously, but there is more solidity about the team now going forward.
Definitely. I think the lads in front of me have been solid throughout today. Minimise their chances, and when I've had to make a save, I made a couple first half, but apart from that, the lads in front have been solid. Colo and Harry sort of won every header going, so it's great to have such strong players in front.
Just to focus for a moment on you as an individual, how are you assessing what you've been able to do under Nigel Clough recently and your own personal form?
I feel like I'm improving game by game. The manager's come in, sort of wants me to be more imposing, coming for crosses, through balls, being on the front foot, and it's been working on that in training with Wardy, our goalkeeping coach, as well. So I think I did all right in the game today, and it's good to put a few things into practice that you've been working on.
Yeah, there were definitely a few moments where we got the impression upstairs that you'd gone mine, and everybody listened in front of you.
Like I say, I've been working on that in training, so it's great for it to come off in a game, and hopefully I can continue doing that.
It's been quite a spell for you, because obviously you've been away, you've had more time with the under-21s and that development too as well. Things are starting to roll again in your favour.
Like I said, the time with the 21s is a brilliant experience to go away and test yourself against Premier League players. It's an unbelievable experience and a bit surreal at times. And you're walking around with Premier League players who play week in, week out, so that experience is great, and you come back to Sheffield United feeling full of confidence and wanting to get back on the training ground.
Do you think that the team as a whole now is starting to take those strides forward? You're out of the relegation zone tonight, yeah, after having had an excellent week of results.
We're heading in the right direction now, climbing the table and getting as many points as we can. On the road, it's another great point away. So we're building positive performances, and it's looking good.
I don't wish to sort of do down what Leighton Orient have put together, because clearly they're having an excellent season, and you would imagine that will continue. But yeah, have you proven to yourselves today that there's nothing really to be too scared of in this division?
They're riding high in the league, and we've come here and equal to them and outplayed them at times. So it just shows us what we're capable of if we keep building on the last three games. So nothing to be feared in the league, and I think we can push on now.
It has to be said that whilst the defensive side of things is obviously coming together for Sheffield United, it's the final third, things just still aren't clicking up there, are they?
I think they're starting to. Ports, he's got three in his last few games, so he's looking strong. Shaw Miller's back playing, and Lyle as well. He's come on and held the ball up for us well today. So it's we're building on all aspects of the game, and I think that'll start to get the goals flowing soon.